The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Does your ass ever stink? Do you feel the need to talk that real shit with some people that are real? Maybe at some kind of gathering like a lunch table or a recreation center, but we can't do it because of the COVID? Make sure you watch No Need for Apologies with Derek Gaines and Monroe Martin on Zoom, on YouTube, and all those other cool things. And if y'all don't subscribe, y'all ass is going to stay stunk, all right?
Thank you.
Stay stunk. NNFA, yeah. No Need for Apologies. Be good.
Yeah. Nice watch clock on the wall.
That's not a watch clock. That's a W. That's a belt. That's a championship belt.
She said a watch clock.
That's a goddamn belt. I went to Comic-Con.
It looks like a red, old digital watch from the 80s. And people
wish. Now you got my mind working. I may get a watch clock, but that's a Comic-Con championship belt. Cause I won something at Comic-Con. I won a competition, little comic book shit.
Here. I lost that competition. I was there that year.
Yeah, so I got the belt hanging up. It's a real fucking belt. It's like metal and it's heavy. I can use it as a weapon.
So next Comic-Con, you could wear that and talk mad shit, like walk around.
I'm not going back. I know how to take a win. When you win something, why would you return? Hell no. Yeah, I'm gonna be a legend.
Right ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, you are ahead.
All right, let's do this intro real quick. Yeah. Yo, welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies.
I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin, and we have another episode for your stankin'.
Your stankin' asses.
Yeah. What's up? What is up, Tayana? We got Tayana in this bitch.
Tayana Sasha.
Tayana Sasha. Girl.
Oh yeah, Tiana Sasha, the whole thing, you know.
I gotta say Tiana Sasha. Oh my god, that sounds like I said Tiana Sausage.
It's like a Tribe Called Quest. Red carpet. Say the whole thing.
Yeah.
If red carpet, and you saw me with my ugly outfit, you'd be like, "There goes Tiana Sasha."
That's Tiana Sasha. She is Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Wearing sneakers again.
Wait, you're Puerto Rican and Dominican. They don't get along, right?
Yeah, that's two battling things, ain't it? In your body.
Yep.
Your body is fighting itself.
It's like citizenship versus immigration in my body.
I know, but which island is better? I've been to both. I feel safer in Puerto Rico. Just saying.
You're looking at a future Trump supporter, ladies and gentlemen. Look at Monroe.
Hey, look. Where's my goddamn hat at? Where's my Make America Great Again hat?
Oh, no. I mean... Both are beautiful islands. Both have beautiful places to visit and see. Like the caves in Puerto Rico are gorgeous.
Yeah.
The water and everything that they offer in Dominican Republic is great. The food is amazing, but you got to go to like my grandmother's house. You can't go to the resort because the resort.
See, that's the thing. Puerto Rico, I was all through that island because Puerto Rico is like the size of Manhattan, damn near.
Yeah.
Like, you can get to Puerto Rico on a skateboard. Like, you can do around Puerto Rico on a fucking skateboard like three times and be fine.
Yeah.
But with DR, like, we stayed in a resort, and in a resort, like, just when we was leaving the resort and going to the resort, I was like, nah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, that's different. You know, something owned by America and something that's not owned by America. So
yeah, you're right. Plus, maybe the resorts are placed there on purpose. They put them in shitty areas so you'll be more afraid to actually venture off.
I mean,
because if the surrounding area looks nice, you ain't gonna stay at the resort.
Yeah.
So it's a setup. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Alright.
They was like, we're going to put you in the shittiest part of DR so you want to stay.
And when you're on the bus on the way, you got all the kids like at the window, like,
yep. When we was in Mexico, me and Derek went to Mexico for a comedy competition, not a comedy cup, but a comedy festival. And he got chased down the street by a bunch of Mexican kids.
Chased down the street by a mob of Mexican kids because I fucked up and gave the wrong amount of pesos to one of the fat kids. And he told his whole clique. He was like, that's the Negro with the money. They chased me down the street.
He's rich. That's the worst when there's a money exchange. You're in a situation where you got to think fast and you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just take this. And then all of you pay more than you were supposed to get.
I don't trust anyone.
Oh shit, that's money bags. It's time to get the fuck chose. Ran down the street.
I don't trust it. And yes, now that I hear myself, like as I talk, I'm like, that sounds Trumpish. It sounds very Trumpish, but I don't trust people, but like in countries where the money is less than ours, which is a lot, I don't trust them when it comes to giving me change. Like we was in Mexico and we was like handing,
jet skis.
We were like hand these motherfuckers money and like I would hand them like 20 pesos and they would be like, and they would hand me like change back. And I'm like, that don't make sense. Like,
they don't even make sense.
Or I'll hand them $20 and be like, yo, can I get like the equivalent back? And they'll hand me like 8 pesos. And I'm like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my life, I know pesos ain't shit.
Pesos
ain't nothing but chopped in half rice.
Yeah. Go ahead. What did you say, Tiana?
But pesos is watered down milk. It's 2%.
Exactly. So I don't trust any of that shit. I went to China, the same thing. Their money, like, I don't know how China is like this superpower because their money is like up and down and up and down and up and down. And I'm like, within a day, their money will triple and then fucking plummet. And I'm like, In the day. Within a day, the kui or the kwai or whatever it's called will go up and then go down within that same day. And I'm like, you know what? I'm swiping because that's the only way you can play it safe. I'm just like, take this car, bitch.
Yeah.
So
check the exchange rate. Like, I mean, I haven't been to China. I'm not that fancy. But when I go to like the Caribbean islands and stuff like that, I always make sure that I check the exchange rate in the morning. Nah. Just check and see. It's always like a couple cents.
Do you do the airport people? You trust them airport people?
What, the ones who grab your bags?
No, I'm saying like when they do the exchange rate in the airport, where you gotta like exchange your money in the airport.
Oh no, hell no!
Because they fucked you over, right?
Yeah, they'd be like, you can't get it anywhere else. It's the cheapest here. There's no way you could get it. And then you get to your hotel, and it's like 20 cents.
More, yeah.
20 cents more for your dollar.
That's like a whole fee on top of that shit. They're like, no, like I got a fee, and then they got a fee. And I'm like, I gave you $500, you gave me 60 back. What the fuck is going on?
And then when you leave, you go to change it back to America and it's still less than what you gave them.
Absolutely. Where are you from?
In New York.
Are you from New York? You're from New York?
I'm born and raised New York, yes.
I thought you was from Jersey.
I live in Jersey. I'm in my parents' house right now. We're in the Brooks.
Saddleback.
I gave it a fake ghetto name because there's no street cred out here.
Yeah, it's called Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
That looks like a nice part of Jersey you're in, just from the plants falling off your dresser. The plant fall, it looks like a nice area.
Look at that. You got a shitload of plants and fedoras. I like that.
Those are my fedoras.
Look at that. It's a classy man right there.
Classy black man. He's got a whole thing of fedoras.
Oh, so you got a black stepdad. Go ahead.
Yeah,
your stepdad speak Spanish?
He only knows how to say esta mi casa and yo vivo aquí.
Yes, keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about because just because you get with a Spanish woman doesn't mean you have to learn the language.
Yes, it does, Monroe.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I gotta love you for you, not your fucking language. I just write shit down.
Because now my mom and her mom could talk total shit about my stepdad in Spanish.
Yeah. No. You know what I call that? A peace of mind. That is what, that's what a peace of mind is. Like, if I don't learn the language, then I don't have to worry about if you're talking about me or anything like that. Because if you're speaking in English, then I know you're directing it towards me. But if you break off into another language, guess what I can do? Tune that shit out. Relax.
You got to remember, his wife is a Spanish-speaking wife. So, yeah.
She doesn't tell you now. You haven't caught one word like how to say banana or something like that.
I pick it up. I just don't know. I don't know sentences. I don't know. I can't put together sentences to save my life. I know very sporadic words that make no sense.
You don't even know how to say, like, hi, my name is Monroe?
Nope. No, I think I do, but I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to try it right here.
Yamo, great boy, right? Yeah.
You got it.
Hola, Miami, Miami, the nigga. The nigga. The el negro.
Negro. Negro.
You speak Spanish?
That's what I know.
Spanglish. My Spanish is not very good, but I understand it completely, and I read and write in Spanish.
Okay, so you're a true New Yorican. Well, yeah, okay.
I didn't completely learn it, but you pick it up from being yelled at and people...
Yeah.
You pretty much, that's how you pick up Spanish.
Yeah, you know when you're getting hollered at. That's it. When they're like, yo. Yeah.
Yeah, mommy. Yeah. Bodegas it's weird how bodegas are like praised in New York now. Like all you gentrifiers who are coming into my Bushwick and being like, yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to both of you. Well, you're in Queens.
I'm in Queens. I am a gentrifier. I never looked at it like that until like my wife pointed it out, and I'm like, oh shit, I am.
I can't say that I am because
you are.
Been there.
And yeah, but you moved in.
But I still get my clothes dry cleaned by the Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans.
But you don't add to the culture. You don't add to the culture. You don't speak the language.
Listen.
You take from the culture.
I have, you know how much money I'm putting on Knickerbocker Avenue by my fucking self? Through jewelry, Snickers, and drawers, kiss my ass. I contribute.
That's where I got my
perfect. Look at my hair. You out of your mind? I can pass for Dominican. Nuts.
You do.
I found home. Yeah.
You do. You could pass for Dominican. For sure. But if you want to bring back the true bodega culture, you got to go sit in the front on a milk crate. Mm-hmm. And holler at girls all day while you play cards or you play dominoes.
That doesn't happen in Bushwick anymore.
No, everybody got kicked out.
Yeah.
You know what?
So milk crate, cards, cat calling.
Yep.
All three. It'll happen. You gotta drink all day. Yeah. You gotta start at like 10, 11 in the morning.
Can I smoke? Because I don't drink.
But you gotta get into an argument with someone on the payphone first.
Yeah.
And then you sit. And you play cards with your boys.
Yeah.
Dominoes.
And then you got to call the bodega store owner and the clerk's poppy, even if they're not Hispanic.
Yeah.
Even if they're just...
You got to get an argument with the motherfucker on the payphone first. And then you go, that's so great.
Yes. You know how many gangsters used to get into fights? I'm like, yo, it's mad early. Who are you arguing with? But, you know, it was payphone. It was like...
Somebody from prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before cell phones. Before anyone had a house phone. Remember when house phones, you had to pay for your minutes?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, remember that.
Wait, how? Never mind. I'm not going. I always thought you were like 20-something, like 23, 24. Oh, okay. All right. Well.
You're 30, so you know.
Yeah, you know.
Old. I'm old.
Yeah. But
I'm
you
36.
Were.
Don't say old.
No. Fuck that. You were the last era to experience minutes.
Yeah.
30 is the cutoff,
Minutes, beepers, two-way pagers.
Like, did you have single... Yeah, did you have singular wireless before they merged with AT&T?
I didn't, but I remember the commercials with the rollover minutes. Remember?
Yeah.
That was rope. He had single wireless before they had this shit. That's rope.
Yeah.
I didn't have a cell phone.
Wait, singular wireless wasn't rich? That shit was like T-Mobile.
Originator,
like,
not rich.
Oh.
It's like the booster, the cricket.
Yeah, that's all it was. And then they got merged.
They all merged.
They're all the same fucking place.
Yeah. So phone
company.
Sit in the crate and sit in front of the bodegas and get into arguments about shit. You know, maybe argue about, is Rona real? did it come from a bat or not, for like 3-4 hours.
See, I do pick up on those conversations around here, and people, and I will say, when people can let their mind wander, their imagination runs rampant. Like, people think that shit is airborne. They think, they're like, it's the birds, it's the cell phone towers, it's the government. I'm like, wow, there's so much shit. Yeah. Somebody, I heard a lady in the laundromat go, I don't believe in coronavirus because why aren't the dogs and the cats getting it? And I went,
it's not a zoo thing. It's not a zoo.
I went, because it's a coronavirus. If coronavirus means a fucking virus that hops species, that means it started with an animal and then it went over to humans. Yo. And I just was like, oh, I was like, that's so funny. And I listened because she went in and out of English, but I was like, this is good.
Yeah, it's always good stuff. It's straight news. It's like public access television for real life. That's what that shit is.
Yo, that is a funny concept for a show. Street news.
Street news.
And instead of actually reading the newspaper, you get a local to sit down and tell you what the news is.
And spit their opinions on shit. Yeah. Yep.
And you could do it on the stoop too.
Yeah.
Like, tell us what's going on. And they'd be like, yo, so-and-so got into a fight with their husband last night. Everybody heard it. He got kicked out, but she let him back in at like 4:48.
Yo, y'all always, like, Hispanics are very forgiving with their husbands. Like, they'll kick the husband out, but
you can get shot in the head. Like,
y'all back in.
Well, we're forgiving because we're going to stab you at some point. Like, when you're not expecting it. It'll be like 5 years after whatever you did.
Yeah.
And then you'll come into work, you'll be like, hey, baby, what's up? Oh.
Just like, damn it, that shit, 2015.
Yeah. Cut you.
No, all y'all cut, like, see, man. Y'all motherfuckers. So, every Spanish woman I was with always ended not good. Yeah, it's always just like, or it's just like, nah, it never works out.
I mean, you're being very vague. You gotta expand on that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. There's been too many ladies with Z's in their last name that it's never rolled over for me since Jersey. I'm just like, hey, we just don't. I love y'all. You love me. And then just something just it just always just goes into smithereens.
Oh, no.
From all my.
But does it get dangerous? That's what we're saying. Does it get dangerous? Does it get to the point where you fear for your life?
Yeah. I could answer that. Yes, you do.
Because they just regret, like, they say different things. You'd be like, sheesh. I'd be like, ugh.
Like what? I'll need an example.
Like here go one. I was hanging out with a Spanish chick, and I think it was only our second time hanging out. And after we got done, she looks at the ceiling and goes, You should let me redecorate your room. I'm like, wait. That means you have to be here enough to understand the floor plan of my room. So you trying to stay around. I can't do that shit.
That's so funny.
She was like, immediately.
I was like, redecorate my room. That's a big step. That's a huge, you might as well just give me a ride to the airport. This is too much. I've only known you two times. Like, this is
lovers. That's
yeah, you are hard lovers.
We love hard, and for those who deserve it, they'll get it. The issue is that we give it to everybody. We're like, we love you, all of you. Yeah. Where are you going? Oh my God, come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this?
Oh, shit. So, quick question. Now, what is that? What the fuck is that?
Our remote.
Oh, I didn't know she grabbed it from the other side. Like, I was like scared for a moment. Gross. I thought you like picked up like a taser or some shit.
I don't have a taser. I'm out here living my best life. I got my keys between my hands, and I call it a day.
Yeah, that's the best thing. I taught my sister
that's
that.
The most, like, Spanish shit you said today.
You stick the keys between your finger. That way you can also get, if you can't puncture, you can take some skin with them.
Because
then if you end up dead, then they can use that skin for DNA.
Skin fee. I need that skin fee. Give me that. That's how y'all go. That's how you do it.
How'd you get into this business? Because you're not only your Cypher's assistant, But you're not only Cypher's assistant, now you're into producing, like you helped produce the show called Couples Therapy. Is it called Group Therapy? Group Therapy on the Complex, correct?
Oh, Complex.
You have co-production. Well, co-production is still production. You're just one half of it.
You know,
we gotta get it. Look at you trying to protect somebody's feelings. Like, no. I said co. They said producer. I said co.
There's first and second and assistant. You know, people get really touchy about the order
about of titles. Yeah, I know.
Look, we ain't talking to them. We're talking to you.
Listen, y'all are talent. Your names always go at the top. So whatever. Yeah.
Look.
But believe it or not, I got into this business by sheer luck. Mm-hmm. I was working for A&E Networks. I was working in ad sales, which, if anyone doesn't know, is I just sell commercial slots.
Yeah.
And it's very boring. And I was doing it for like Lifetime TV. So it's just like a really old place to be.
Yeah. And, I feel like it smells like Bath and Body Works, but like the clearance stuff.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Just give me all the bullshit from the back. I need all the bullshit from the back.
Well, yeah, everything that's $2.99 with the line going through it, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Give me that stuff. That's the stuff. Yeah.
Like they decided to tackle feminism by renaming Lifetime like the Fempire, and I was like, nah, guys, you guys are missing it. But anyway,
yeah,
so wow,
I Fempire
for like 2 years, and I hated it. I quit with no backup. I was just like, fuck it. I used to bartend. I'll just go back to bartending, and I did that for probably like 2 months, and then I saw Cypher Sounds posted on his Instagram that he was looking for an intern, and I was like, whatever, I'll just submit my stuff. I'm not getting any jobs anyway, so let me see.
Yeah.
And hit me up the next day, him and his manager. They were like, come in, we want to talk to you. I told them, hey, like, I know what I'm doing. I just don't have the experience on my resume because I just have been working in the mall this whole time.
Yeah.
But I got my degree. I know what I'm doing. I'm obsessed with this shit. Like, let me help. And at first I was running his social. And now I'm running his social and co-producing all the stuff that he puts out on his Instagram. So like the You Must Learn, he was going live during the quarantine. I got to do a couple pilots with him. I met you guys at the Fuse show when I was I was like creative production, blah, blah, blah. But I was doing that and I've kind of just expanded. I'm offering editing services to comedians now. I'm trying to come up with my own original content.
You got the Comedy Curls, make sure y'all check that out.
Yeah,
I was on it. I was on it. Derek was on it.
you both were on my show. Comedy Curls, where I talk to comedians with curly hair about the life and what it is to live like this. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I ain't like that. I'm a little bit tight, but I like it. I'm
a little bit
more tight.
Oh, no, hold on. Watch this shit. Watch this. Watch.
Go ahead, Derek.
Just give it a minute. The light is going to hit it, and then it'll turn.
Oh.
It'll, God damn. Okay.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Get out.
Nope. I'm just letting this thing rock.
It's okay, Monroe. Not all of us.
I'm fine.
Don't let Derek make you jealous.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You got by her.
Ain't nobody worried about me.
Ain't nobody worried about Derek.
Yeah. Ain't nobody worried about me.
This was something like when you were younger, this was something that you like, because you know how like in music there's always like somebody like, they were like, I grew up and I used to bang on the table and I used to do this. Like, were you controlling when you were a kid? Were you like seeing your friends do shit and then you're like, nah, this is how you should be doing it. This is how we're like, how does one know that producing and like, and finding talent and bringing talent together is the path for them? Like, how do you figure that shit out?
Who knows? I mean, as a kid, I wanted to be a performer. I was like a singer and a dancer. And
Can we find those old videos? Are there anywhere? Would you be willing to share?
There's a music video out there of me dancing.
On YouTube?
On YouTube. It was on MTV for a couple of weeks.
What's it under?
Oh, my God. It's by Team Blackout. It's called J5.
Get Vibes?
J5, like Jackson 5.
Okay. Dylan, I hope you're hearing all of this. As we're talking, I need you to find this.
It's terrible.
Okay.
Come on, Dylan. Find that shit.
All right, I'm still listening, though.
It's with, what's his face? It's one of the Simmons kids. Like, a friend of a friend knew him, and he needed dancers, so we were in the video.
How many kids does Simmons have? He got,
Rev Run's kid. Oh, my God, please, no.
Recordings. That's what I like, that shit. Yeah, it's like latchkey. We kids that are unattended. We be fingering each other in church.
Shut up, my bro.
This is terrible. Oh my God, I was 18.
Who's that? Is that the... Wait, which one is you?
I'm in the pink jeans.
I knew it. Look at you. Look at it. Yeah. With the pink Timbs on. God damn it. I wish this was clearer quality, but it was early 2000s.
That's so great.
This is so funny.
Oh my God. This is so embarrassing. Those are red Reeboks, which I actually still have.
Oh, they look like, they hoe catchers? I thought this shit is so blurry. I thought it was like pink Timbs, but they hoe catchers.
I got.
Yeah, they are. Hold on.
Oh, God. You still
that's
have them.
That's real.
Woo, shit.
That is hilarious.
It's my favorite.
I call them hoe catchers. What did y'all call them in New York?
What? Reeboks?
Reeboks.
But that specific Reebok, they called them hoe catchers because those were like a shoe that you bought like the night you were going out. You wore them for one night and you toss them, but you usually wore them to like attract women because you got them in all white. Yeah, you got holes with them. So we call them hoe catchers.
You guys see me with my pajama pants on. We didn't call these hoe catchers. Reebok Classics, yo. High top, for sure.
Oh, y'all and just called it like the sneakers. See, Philly, we had nicknames for fucking everything.
Well, yeah, Keds. What did y'all call Keds?
Keds? But nobody wears Keds. That's
nobody wears Keds.
But y'all didn't call them Keds and keep on eating dick, shorty? Y'all didn't call Keds keep on eating dick, shorty?
What? Keep on eating dick, shorty. Oh, no.
So, because keep on was one word. So, keep on. Dick, yeah, keep on. Or keep eating dick, shorty. Yeah, keep that's what Keds
dick,
are.
Shorty.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
It's like
that's
the
so
gap.
Funny.
I used to say the gap stood for gay ass people.
Yeah.
Which I don't know where we got that from, but whatever.
Because that's who's dancing in the commercials.
Chaps? Could have had a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whole nine. Sorry, totally got off topic with your question, but yeah, I wanted to be a performer.
Yeah.
And that quickly went out the window. And I went to school for TV and radio, so I learned how to write for television, how to write for radio. And how to produce and stuff like that. But I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to be on set. I was like, I don't care what happens. I just need to be on set. Producing and being in the production realm has always been a constant, but it's it's definitely dove into comedy. Like,
yeah,
I have some people trying to force me to be a stand-up. And I'm like, nah, I'm gonna stick to writing.
Yeah.
Background skit stuff, but we'll see. Maybe
what scares you about stand-up?
Yeah, what scares you about the good old art form?
Yeah, what scares you about getting up there, talking to the people, talking to the masses?
I got to get over the fear of bombing.
Oh, that's going to happen. Yeah.
And I watch you guys laugh at each other in the back of the room as it's happening, and I'm like, I don't know if I could take it. It's not even the audience. It's you guys. It's like,
Now that you bring that up, I think you get over the fear of bombing once you have your first major bomb. When you have your first major bomb to you, it's like, you ever been punched in the face?
Yes.
Hey,
are you afraid of being punched in the face?
Yeah.
Okay, then it ain't for you.
I'm too pretty. I can't get punched anymore.
Yeah, you should never, ever get punched in the face.
Sometimes it's like,
nah, your first bomb, T, it's like a rite of passage. As soon as you get that first one and your friends shit on you all night and you wake up the next day and see them same friends again the next night, you are now a comic. It's like, all right.
Yeah, the moment you like run away from it.
Huh?
Go ahead. What did you say? Sorry.
Oh no, I said I write down jokes, but they're all for my personal life.
Are you going to venture into a book sometime soon? Then are you going to write like a funny book, like Amy Sedaris type, like the Hispanic Amy Sedaris? Because then she used to write like funny books and shit too.
No. I don't know why I write them down, but they're all just, they're kind of like stand up ideas for sure. But they could be sketches if I wanted to. All
right. Yeah. Well, we would like to see him. We would like to see some sketches and shit.
D Nasty and that other lovely, gorgeous young lady, I forgot her name. That crew of comics that work out the Bronx.
Sasha Mercy. Yeah.
Them girls. Yeah, they're the greatest. I like them. They're great.
I know you love them. I
know. They're great.
I think y'all got some fans.
It's because they're both tall, beautiful.
Nah, and then the one, she snapped on me. She was like, "What are you doing with your hair?" I said, "Oh, I'm in love.
Growing out Jerry curl." I thought that was.
She's like, "You growing out Jerry curl?" I was like, "What?" That was the first thing she said to me. I was like, "Oh, I'm in love. Oh, that's great." She's gonna come out tease me like that. Oh yeah, I need to know. She was fly, but yeah, no.
That's why Hispanic women are the best for you, though.
You should host for them.
Because all they do is tease.
Yeah, it's great.
They do. They haven't done their stand-up show because they've been doing the TV show right now.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Hang on that. But nah, you bugging. You trying to get me to go from no stand-up to hosting?
Hosting and let them do the stand-up. Just do five up top. Just get some ideas out.
Isn't that how Sife started? Ain't that how Sife started? Before he like jumped in the stand-up, he would just like host stand-up shows.
Yeah, he used to crack jokes on the Chappelle show, and Chappelle was like, "You should do stand-up."
There you go.
Yeah.
Good morning, TT. Good night, TT. Look at it. Good night, Mamacita. Good night. You know how long I heard that, and that turned it into a career.
I know. I could totally recite all his stand-up. I've heard it many times. I could do.
I was there. I remember when Sife was just starting and he was doing like little bars and clubs in Jersey, like the Luna Bar and all these spots in Elizabeth and all that, where all his Puerto Rican fans would come out. And I would do like maybe 10, get my little rocks off, and he'd come on and do 45. So yeah, I remember.
We'll see, guys.
You should try it. Host.
I say try it.
Right now, you know.
Look at this. Since you are, I want to play a little game with you real quick.
Yeah.
Since you are the... You know, I'm not a say it like you know good curls, right?
You know different good curls,
and you know who has healthy curls and who isn't taking care of their curls or if they're not rocking it right and all that shit. So we're gonna bring up a couple of pictures of celebrities with curly hair, and you tell us what they need to do or if they're doing it correctly. Let's fuck around.
How you Philly dudes? Oh, ah.
Oh, why?
Well, you did it too much. You did it too much. It was like That felt racist almost. That was like
geographic animal call. Now,
what is that? It's O-I. It's O-A-R-D.
A-R-D. R.
O-A-R-D. O-R-D.
Oh, yeah. Don't go so hard.
Or
that because we took was A-I-G-H-T, and we was like, that's corny, that's too much, and we went R. Yeah, the O, you don't have to say O all the time. The O is if you get some knowledge and you actually apply it in your brain, you go, oh, all right.
So
the O is kind of like you float the O. You don't really have to worry about the O. You just go R.
Yeah. Is it
there
R?
You go.
Yeah.
Do the game.
Dylan, go ahead. One more time.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
I feel like we're teaching. I feel like we're teaching Julia Stiles how to dance. Did you see those videos? All her dancing was terrible.
Yo, I used to watch the movie and I used to be like, oh my God. And then I watched it recently and I was like, yo, I made a joke that she dances like Blueface raps, like just totally upbeat.
Just everywhere, and it doesn't make no sense.
And what
it was just boxy and off-key, offbeat.
Yo, live your dreams. It didn't even make sense to the song.
She stunk.
But
Washington was in that movie as the big mom. Damn.
She was bad for even the standard back then.
Yeah.
Like, when you really think about it, I'm like, that was just bad dancing. Like, no matter what generation or era you place it in.
He couldn't dance. He wasn't even funky. He was like one of them black dudes that's kind of whitish.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like vanilla extracty kind of. He's brown looking.
Sweater turtlenecks.
That guy.
He feels himself.
Yeah.
Like, even on the barbershop, he was still a little not black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had his little Tims that were too loose. I'm like, come on, man. Like, their style, and then you not even trying.
Tim. He had the famous footwear Tims on. That's what he had on. He had a little
Tims. All right. All right. So, Dylan, bring up these pictures for Miss Sasha. All
right. All right.
That's going to be our new tag. You know how videos start and then they have like a symbol and something? Ours is going to be OR.
OR.
Who we got? We got the queen. What do you think? Is this a good wig or not?
I'm going to get in so much trouble. Okay. But all of Beyonce's hair is fake.
What do you mean?
So Beyonce never rocks her real hair. So if you bring the arrow to this area on her forehead. Yes, that.
To the roots.
Okay.
She probably has like the same hair that you do, Derek, like soft but small curls.
Okay.
But she never rocks it, ever. And I don't know why, because she has beautiful hair. Like, you can see that she has beautiful curly hair, but this is all a weave.
Damn.
Doesn't it take longer to do your natural hair than it would be to just slap a wig on and keep it going? Like, the wig, you can just throw it to the side and let one of your assistants handle that.
Yeah,
Beyonce probably just don't slap wigs, bro. She's like, if she's slapping a wig, that wig is like $100,000. It's like, it's different for her, right?
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, though.
It's true, though. It's true. The hair is very expensive. And, you know, to slap on a wig or weave is faster, sure, but I don't know.
All right.
I don't want the beehive coming up after me, so that's all I'm gonna say.
Yo, is the beehive? So the beehive is definitely like a group to be like.
Dude, the beehive is like the FBI, bro. They are as strong as the FBI.
Yes, for
you
sure.
You can't say shit about Beyonce unless it's positive.
Honestly, though, I do think that it's funny that there's a petition to get her kicked off the two Disney movies she signed on. Did you see that?
No, why?
Disney signed her on to be Storm for X-Men.
Oh, no, she can't do that. No, she can't do that.
Exactly.
She can't do that.
And then they signed her up to be in Black Panther 2. They didn't say what characters she's going to be.
That's fine. Just put a nice little robe on her, bone in her nose, and let her talk. That's fine. But not
you don't want Storm going, honey.
Yeah.
Honey, I summon the rain and the storms and the skies. You know what, Beyonce doing that?
And then there's going to be like a Beyonce Storm song specifically for the X-Men soundtrack.
You know there's going to be a Beyonce Storm song. She's like,
look.
Keep Beyonce on Black Panther sequel too. All right, whatever.
Look, I think this is where the geeks have too much power, y'all, because let these movies get made and see if you like it. Just see if you like it. Their physical acting is insufficient. So was Chadwick Boseman. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Let's be honest.
I love the Black Panther, but half of Black Panther's dialogue was Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever. It was just like, yo, man, I'm going to the store. Wakanda forever. Hey, Wakanda forever. It was like every scene was Wakanda forever.
Not every scene. Every scene was Wakanda. All right, the opening, he fought some people, Wakanda forever. Then Killmonger. his backstory.
No, you did. You, how many times did you watch the movie? Dylan, can you Google how many times did they say Wakanda Forever in the Black Panther? Because they said
it wasn't back to back.
It was Google.
I'm telling you, they said it every scene. Every scene.
They did not say that shit every scene, Monroe. I'm telling you. They said it every other or maybe every three scenes. They said
it. It was every fucking scene. Like, I came up with the technology. Wakanda Forever.
Well, yes.
It was a lot of them, but it wasn't every scene.
Like, it's all a religious person who always says, praise Jesus. Like, after
that's every- all it was.
Oh, yeah. If you answer the phone, praise the Lord, I don't trust you.
Let's see. What is this?
How
many times do they say it in Black Panther? I don't know. Well,
I'm telling you.
I tried to find it on Google. This is the only thing on the web that has it. So
fuck it. Let's bring it up. Let's watch it in the video. Let's watch the whole video.
Talk about it. Let me hear. I'll listen to it. You guys keep talking. I'll see if you
can. I'm telling you.
Get a tally. Tally up. Wakanda Forever's in that joint.
I'll watch the movie right now. Be right back.
Let's do it over.
The only reason I may not have liked the Wakanda Forever thing, because I was in Atlanta renting a car, and the nigga said to me, welcome to Wakanda. And I was like, nigga, really? This is a Hyundai in Atlanta. This is not
me. Yo, well, Wakanda. Yeah, Wakanda is Atlanta. First of all,
no, it's somewhere in Africa. Atlanta is on fire right now.
Yo, well, Atlanta probably has some, but they have
no vibranium. Atlanta has no vibranium. They don't.
All right, so when you break Atlanta down, Atlanta has probably like the most black people. I don't know if that's true or not, but they have a lot of black people that live in Atlanta. And they have a lot of successful black people that live in Atlanta. So it's a place where black people go and they can actually see their own businesses. They can buy black. It's like the blackest place in America you can go. And nigga, it was filmed in Atlanta. And it was filmed in Atlanta.
On Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Ready for the answer?
Yes.
4.
You fucking lying.
Why? Hell no. There's no way.
That's a lie.
There's no.
You're lying, Dylan. They said Wakanda Forever.
I told you. It wasn't the whole movie.
Tell me which scenes, because this kid, I'm not going to play the video, because it's copyright, but also he plays certain scenes. I'll break it down for you. There's the scene where, remember the girl has the knife to her throat? She's like about to get killed, and then
you're talking about how many times they screamed Wakanda Forever. We're talking about how many times they actually greeted each other. I mean, every time he entered a scene with his sister Diane, how do you say her name? Diane.
Oh, what's the movie this fucking
so you're talking about this? Talking about the cross.
Every time they did that, they went Wakanda Forever, Wakanda Forever, Wakanda Forever. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I get it. It's Wakanda. You don't have to keep reminding me.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. That's so goddamn funny. Oh, man. Every time.
They did it. Look, this is how I want to know, Dylan. This is how I know if this kid is credible. Did they count the part where where he greeted his sister for the first time, where we met the girl, where he met his little sister, Cherie or Shari or whatever
name. When they landed.
If they count that, and if they count where she's showing him the suit, if they don't count that, this motherfucker ain't credible.
Yeah, because when she was showing him the suit, they did do Wakanda.
Exactly.
Before she did, what are those or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay.
And every time somebody walked through the room, Wakanda Forever. Jesus Christ.
I think you're right. I think what you said earlier was what he did. I think he counted every saying hello to somebody.
Yeah.
Forever.
See?
So I think he did not count. He only counted 4 of the just screaming Wakanda Forever.
Oh, them saying it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about them saying it.
I'm sure the greeting, it has to be in the 80s.
Yo.
Now that you say that, yeah.
It's like as much as Leonardo DiCaprio said the N-word in Django. It was like
he said it a lot. He probably practiced that shit. Are you in the comic books?
Me?
Yeah. Nah.
Barely. I like read Watchmen.
I mean, what's wrong with that? More people read Watchmen than watch the movie.
True.
Yeah, though the movie was great.
The movie was long as fuck, though.
But the movie, because they had to make sure they got everything in that shit.
Yeah, it was pretty true to the novel.
Yeah. Oh shit, we gotta finish the rest of these curly hairs.
Oh, yeah,
give me another.
Yeah, give me another one, Dylan. Dylan.
I go on tangents, guys. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Troy Polamalu, or however you say his name. Troy Polamalu.
But yeah, that's hair got an insurance policy on it.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. There's the women probably date him to try to cut his hair off in his sleep so they can sew their shit to their hair.
Shit.
I've heard, I have a friend who has long hair like this, my boy Lee. And he's not the only one who's told me, like, guys who have long hair, beautiful, luxurious hair, a lot of women don't even try to flirt with them. They just be like, yo, what are you using your hair? Like, they don't know what they do with their hair, or they just want to touch it. But they have no interest in who they are as a person.
But then you go, well, I can tell you when I'm at that crib giving you the dangling. I was like, how about I write the ingredients down while I got you bent over on my couch?
And I'll sweat out some of my juices and berries on your face when I'm
we're like, I'm with her. I was like, I got what you need in your hair right inside of me, baby. Right, I don't know. I know. We're taking it too far. They're gonna pull this episode back up whenever we get famous, and they'll be like, listen to Monroe and Derek Gaines just.
No, don't ask me. I laughed. You said that shit.
Nigga, but you didn't stop me. You didn't stop me.
You know, you put a little in your hair. It's like gel.
See, thank you, Miss Lady, for now.
Now it's all full circle, and now nobody can get in trouble.
Nobody can get in trouble. You justified it.
Cool. What do you think about these white curls?
No.
I don't like this white girl.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
No, fuck Taylor Swift.
Damn, why? Everybody hates Taylor Swift.
Nobody likes Taylor.
Because she's a snitch, and she's always complaining when someone's bullying her. It's like,
so she's Karen.
Handle your business. Go punch Kanye in the face. If you still feel some type of way about it after all these years, just go punch him. Just go do it.
Yeah, he'll be easy to take down, too, because he's on and off his meds.
Boom.
Yeah. Look at that.
This isn't her real curls. These are curled with a curling iron.
Yeah, true.
All right.
Naturally curly hair, because you can see in her roots how it doesn't lay flat.
Look at the roots. She got those. Anglo-Saxon roots. I don't know. I'm just joking.
I used to, when I first started hating Taylor Swift, because I've hated her for a very long time, I used to say that she looks like she just got finished sucking dick in the car.
Damn it!
She give you those eyes like, guess what I was doing in the car?
I see that now.
You know what I'm saying?
I see that now. Now that it makes sense.
She got post sucking dick lip face. That's a post.
I can never not see that.
I don't see that now.
Yeah, like Angelina and Billy Bob came out the car. They were all over each other.
Yeah.
She learns how to hide it. She's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Taylor, you a freak.
Freak.
All right. Next slide.
All right. Next one.
That's you. Oh, shit. Give it up for Tiana Sasha. Yeah.
Wait, who is this?
I look like Salma Hayek.
I was fucking around.
It's not Salma Hayek?
Y'all got the same eyebrows? I don't know. Maybe.
Who is it?
That's Salma Hayek.
Oh, okay. Does have to be natural because she's Hispanic, correct?
Well, not all Hispanics. Hispanics are from Spain. Latinos.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Latinos. You gotta talk about the Latin.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you gotta break that down for me, but now I gotta apologize to my wife. She never.
You gonna get us jumped, nigga?
No, I need to know how you gonna be jumped if you try to educate yourself. So wait. So Hispanics are from Spain.
Hispanic was a made up word from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They made it up because they didn't have an option for Latinos in the census. We used to have white, Asian, or black.
Wow.
They made up Hispanic. The issue is that the definition is Spanish origins. So anyone who comes from Spain
is Hispanic.
We're from the Caribbean, so we're Latinos, and there's a whole debate on how you should identify.
Oh, and now you bring that up. Hispanic does sound like something the racists would say, like a Southern racist, but like, he's Spanish.
Hispanic.
Yeah, we panicked when it was census time, so I guess it's America's Spanish? Hispanic?
Yeah. He's Hispanic. What is it? What is he? He's Hispanic.
He's Spanish, I guess.
Okay. So Selma Hayek is Latina.
Latina.
She is Mexican.
So oh, Latina. No, so Mexican is a Mexican is Mexican.
Latinos, yeah.
She's Mexicana. Okay. Oh, why? Yeah.
So can you explain this why I have you here? Sorry to get sidetracked, but what is Latinx?
Latinx are for people who don't gender identify.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It was like Spanish or Latina gender. Latina.
Yeah, because Spanish is a gendered language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change the end of a word with a O or a A to specify the sex of whoever you're referring to.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you got to conjugate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the A and the O. Yeah, the male and the feminine.
Okay, so are they going to redo the language and just get rid of that? Because I mean,
they just going to do the whole language.
Because you can call them Hispanic, you can call them Latinx, but if the language is still the same, then what's the point?
So renovate the language.
Yeah, unless, like, what's the, you know, if you just use a universal word, or like instead of like, what is it? Like, I don't know. Give me an example.
Oh.
See, like, no. Chica. Huh?
The way to pronounce chica, chico. So as for the woman, chico.
Oh, it's for the dude.
So you just drop. So no. So if you just drop the O or the A and just say cheek, you're fine.
That sounds racist towards Asian people.
Cheek, 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 cheek. Yeah.
No, bro, it's not gonna work.
Mexican, that's
me. That's
I'm trying to help. Food. Look,
that's fried ice cream.
Listen,
that's fried ice cream.
All I'm doing is trying to help. All right.
That's so funny. Oh shit!
Change the language. They're never gonna change the language because our language is like old. It's like biblically old. But
yeah.
But that's why I think that's why people just say they're Latinx.
Yeah.
I've never heard a Spanish conversation between non-gender conforming people, so I don't really know how that goes.
But they probably drop the A's and the O's.
That sounds confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you out there, we need to recruit. If you out there,
yeah,
Latinx, non-gender conforming, how do
you? If you listening to this episode and you, we need two people to do it. So yeah. if you're a Latinx and you're listening, you're a fan of this podcast and you want to demonstrate a conversation between two Latinx people in the new language and the way y'all communicate, please hit us up and we will have you on the podcast and we will bring you back on. So that way,
so you can
like break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be the follow up episode.
I want to know.
All right. So now you have it. The follow up episode is going to be Tiana.
You're our deliberator for this. You have to deliberate.
And you're going to tell if it's some bullshit or not. That's some horseshit.
Yeah. Like,
all right.
That's not Spanish.
So Mexican Salma Hayek. This is Salma Hayek.
Jesus Christ.
Salma Hayek.
You're black.
Oh yeah, Tessa Thompson.
Tess?
Is it Tessa Thompson or Tessa? What is it? Tessa Thompson? Tessa Thompson?
It's Tessa Thompson, ain't it? Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Okay, yes. So this is all hair. This is all fake hair. Because
the real shit under there is curly. It's probably nice.
You can see the real hair here. You can, guys, always check this part of the head.
Yeah.
Look at the roots.
Look at the roots.
All right.
The kitchen. You got to check the kitchen. You got to check the porch in the kitchen. That's how you know what the house looked like.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So you can see the porch is curly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this up piece.
That's the front porch. I wonder what that neck looked like. The kitchen.
And the neck is the kitchen. If they think about it like this, if the kitchen dirty, so is the bedroom, so is the bathroom. You got to think like that. You got to really think like that. You ever been to somebody's house and the kitchen is messy and you go, I don't even need to see the rest of the house. I know
what it's like. Kitchen fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
I judge people by their bathroom. Like, your apartment could be messy because whatever, you're busy.
Yeah.
But if you got a ring around your toilet, we're not friends.
Yeah, true. Or you got the ring. You got the ring around the toilet. You got the ring in the tub.
And the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that grime in the back of the tub, in the back of the sink?
That yellow brownish shit in the back of the sink. I can't stand that shit.
Oh my God, yes. Or this is both men and women, like the little hairs that fall off from shaving mm-hmm. and doing your hair. Yeah. And then it accumulates behind the toilet seat, like where.
The little crease.
Yeah, the little dungleberries, little ass hairs where you wipe it. All that nasty shit. Yeah. Next picture, please.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But that's but his hair probably without all the activation Derek and all James. That shit, that definitely looked like his hair probably looked like mine.
If they remade that movie, I'd audition to be that dude.
Maybe. Or this might have been a wig, guys. I'm not sure. It could have
I don't think it was a wig because he was moving that shit. That shit had life and bounce to it.
Yeah, when he was spraying it, it was bouncy.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, you never know. They might have gotten a wig and then activated the wig.
Hey, Dylan, can you pull up the Soul Glow scene from Coming to America?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, that wasn't a wig. That was like real. That's
that
like,
shit was real.
Yeah, Dylan, that shit has to bounce scene
right now.
But I definitely know he had like all sorts of mousses and greases and lathers and all that shit in there. I'm telling you.
The
Soul Glow
skit from the scene.
That's what it says on YouTube.
The what? The Soul Glow skit?
The Tommy Davidson skit for Soul Glow on In Living Color.
I
he was
don't.
Like addicted to it.
Oh, this is better. This might be better.
Look at this shit. Look at this bounce. This wanted to be beautiful. Oh, it's not the video, it's the song.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Just let it shine through.
Look at that bounce.
Just let your soul flow, baby.
Look at that. Man, a wig.
No, that's a wig. But his is a wig. But the other guys, that's his real hair. That's not a wig. He activated that shit. He activated that shit like Voltron.
Here you go, right here, right there, Dylan. Yeah, here you go.
You telling me that's a wig? That's not a wig.
It could be a wig.
Look at the sideburns. That's not a wig. Look at Watson Pickett. He about to pick it.
That's not a wig at all.
That's not a wig at all.
Guys, you don't know.
Here's a smile. Here comes a smile. Wait for the smile.
To hold it, you know. Monroe, if you got cast for Coming to America,
yeah.
Would you activate your hair for the role of the part?
Yeah, why not? For that part, absolutely.
And you go out in public, like you go to the Fat Black, do a tight 10.
Tight 10, I'll wrap that shit up too. I'll wear all sorts tight of cool scarves.
20. I would do a tight 25.
Yo, I would have like
on
a
stage. I would spray my curls on the fucking mic.
You know how, what's his name? Spray Leon in Temptations was? You know how he used to have his hair wrapped up? That's how I'm wrapping my shit up. I'm having the front with the John. Yes, absolutely. I like when I was younger, I thought of all the styles to rock. I was like, fuck, if I had hair like that, I'd be killing it.
But what happens like when you're on stage and you go like this and then it slips and then you bust your ass?
Oh, I mean,
that's never gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen. But if they get splashed because of the juice, that's on them.
It's a pleasure for them.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson lit on fire. Anything is possible.
True. He lit on, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that was the 80s. They have made so many flame retardant sprays and shit since then.
Is the word flame retardant?
It says it
on. Is that a bad word?
Oh.
No, it says it on.
Retardant. I thought it had a, yeah, I was like, I don't know if it's flame retardant.
Flame retardant. You spray it and it's slow to catch on fire,
with,
right?
What's wrong with his hair over there? It's flame retarded. It just spazzes it out every time it's near a flame. It's just... Wait, did Derek freeze? I think Derek froze.
In the perfect frame.
I know. That's flame retarded, whatever that frame is.
Hold on, let me see. It's flame retarded. I'm sorry.
Retardant, yeah, because it's like it, that's it's so funny. Double,
yeah.
Damn, but time flies, yo. We're having fun. I spent an hour already, yo. Yo, Tiana, do you got anything you want to plug? You're supposed to do the plugs at the beginning, but we got carried away.
Never do.
Yeah.
I do it at the end too, and Cypher's always yelling at me like, put it in the front. Nobody finishes the episode.
Yeah.
Anyway. You could catch me at Tiana Sasha, TeonaSasha. Got to get her name. Sorry. And Comedy's Curls. CommonsCurls.com. CurlsAllSchools. Catch me outside trying to do comedy outside because that's what we're all doing.
Are you going to do it now? You going to do stand up outside?
I'm not doing stand up.
It's crazy here.
I'll do stand-up.
All right.
All right.
We'll see.
What up? All right, people, you know where to find me. What's that? Oh, see? Yes, absolutely. Look at that. Look how good that looks. With a fresh, with a nice, fresh shape up, too. A nice, fresh shape.
So just letting you know. I could have done better with more time.
And no, I appreciate it. With a nice, look how what that looks good on my face. You get a nice little shapey shape.
Yeah, a little shapey. Yeah.
Monroe, yeah. You have to get up on stage and be like, it's Monroe. Like you're
Monroe.
I would die laughing if that happened.
It's Monroe.
It's Monroe, baby. Let it shine through. All right, people. You know where to find me. Monroe Martin III on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. MonroeMartinComedy.com is where you can catch all the extra shit. All the other podcasts I have, like the Six for Nothing podcast and the... and the Row Show and the Saturday morning cartoons, but that's just not it, baby. Make sure that you go to our YouTube page, No Need for Apologies YouTube page. You like, share, and subscribe. Share it with your friends. Leave a comment. Share it with your aunt. Make your aunt leave a comment. Tell her to send us a picture. Whatever you want to do, just get these words out. Just let people hear this shit.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure you go to The Great Boy on Instagram and watch that movie, King of Staten Island. That's all I got.
Yo, Tiana, thank you once again for coming on. When these Latinx people want to demonstrate a conversation, we will have you back on. We'll have you back on before that. But we want to bring you on when there's like a special event and then you can like break some shit down for us.
When there's a topic of discussion with the Latinxes.
Yeah, the Latin Nexus. Wait, but shit, I'm getting carried away because I want to know, like, does anybody else call them Latinx?
It's a
it's like a whole thing.
We're not united. They like push the word out, and we're supposed to just take it the same way they push the Hispanic out. We're supposed to
Yeah.
I mean, but the world isn't united. Well, the world, I feel like no one's truly united.
Latinos are not united right now. We're trying to call them out on their racism.
Y'all, the world. Let's keep it. This is a whole nother episode, but let's wrap this shit up. Thank you once again for being on. Make sure y'all check out The King of Staten Island featuring Derek, The King of Staten Island. Make sure you check out all my other stuff. And we love you. Bye.
All right, Tony.